Tuesday, November 9th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. November USDA crop production and supply demand reports. USDA increased the 2021 corn yield by a half a bushel per acre to 177 bushel per acre from the October estimate. As we noted, they had over 90% of their corn plots harvested for the October report. They had most of their data for this corn crop, so a huge adjustment upward should not have been in the cards. I expect that most of the yield improvement was quality, test weight. Yields increased from last month in South Dakota and Minnesota, while being cut slightly in the eastern Corn Belt. The projected carryout was reduced by just 7 million bushels to 1.494 billion. The increase in production was offset by 50 million bushel increases in both ethanol crush and exports. Again, we think that their increase in corn exports is far too conservative, but they will wait until they materialize before they adjust them further. They left Brazil's corn production unchanged at 118 million metric ton and increased their estimate of Argentine corn production by 1.5 million metric ton to 54.5. They are leaving the La Niña out of their South American production estimate. The report itself was neutral except for the sell-off ahead of the release. Corn charts are neutral friendly. I am most bullish 2022 corn as given USDA baseline projections for fewer acres next spring. The corn market will not want to further discourage farmers from planting corn. USDA was using 181 bushel per acre yield next year to meet demand. Weather will be an issue as there are not unutilized acres to grow corn, and corn-on-corn growing economics are ugly. Basis levels are holding up as there are no alternative supplies of feed grains to replace corn, and the export flow from the Northwest Corn Belt is now going north to Canada, where crops were devastated by drought. I think that the corn market should have legs to stand on until spring. We have 75% of our 2021 corn production yet to sell. We are looking to get $6 for our next cash increment of corn sold. USDA left the average farm price for corn unchanged for last month at $5.45 a bushel. USDA estimated the 2021 soybean yield to be 51.2 bushel per acre. That was 3/10 of a bushel less than in October and a half a bushel less than the average trade estimate. USDA had over 60% of their harvest plots harvested for the October report, so the last soybeans did not yield as well as the early harvest. You hear about the good yields, but not so much about the poor ones. The USDA increased the soybean carryover from 320 to 340 million bushel, but the high end of trade estimates was up at 449 million bushel, and that was where the trade sentiment lay. You're listening to the Comstock Report. The numbers were bullish soybeans, particularly after the recent market sell-off. A 23 million bushel reduction in production was diluted by a 40 million bushel reduction in exports. We think that domestic renewable diesel fuel demand could offset softer exports with a larger crush. The trade got carried away with negative sentiment for exports. Brazil's soybean crop is doing well, and there will be some early harvest this year. The La Niña, however, is strengthening, so the crop in southern Brazil is likely to get singed, and the crop in Argentina could get hurt under La Niña conditions, too. USDA left Brazil's soybean crop estimate unchanged at 144 million metric tons, and reduced Argentina's by 1.5 million from October to 49.5 million metric ton. USDA baseline soybean acreage projection for 2022 is for a rounding up of acres. That will leave them nearly flat with last year. Acres will not overwhelm markets. It'll take exceptional yields to do that. By the way, 2022 crops are a long ways from in the bin. There will be weather rallies, either sparked by conditions in South America or here. We still have 75% of our 2020 soybeans yet to sell. In this case, the charts are not friendly, but the market was deeply oversold. Technically, we would point out that soy meal took out recent swing highs post-report, which is bullish. We expect that enough could get caught short to give us a rally to sell into. USDA reduced Chinese soybean imports by a million metric ton to 100 million, but has understated them as a consistent feature of their export projections. The price weakness here will help soybean export demand. They deducted 25% from their average farm price to $12.10 a bushel, which would mean that the current cash price of soybeans are too cheap. Trade imagination for larger 2021 corn and soybean yields have now been cooled. Now we have to work on overbearing trade imaginations for demand. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunity, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.